ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's a potentially pivotal day for former President Donald Trump. He must secure a bond for a nearly $500 million fraud judgment or risk enforcement. And ABC's Erica Tursky in New York says that's not his only major legal event.
Donald Trump never has really faced a day quite like this. The whole predicament over the possibility of his assets being seized. And he's coming here to court on the very day for a hearing in the case that accuses him of concealing a sex scandal from voters in 2016 by falsifying business records.
The Kremlin does not deny the four suspects in Friday's attack in Moscow have been tortured. Two have pleaded guilty to the attack that left more than 130 dead. ISIS-K has claimed responsibility. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani said he'll address reporters for the first time since his interpreter was fired after questions about more than $4 million in payments from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. This is ABC News. It's usually the goal of any vacation, recharge a little bit. But now some people are taking that seriously and heading to resorts that put a priority on sleep.
I thought it was a very relaxing experience.
It's called sleep tourism. The goal? To help you improve the quality of your slumber. We spoke to sleep tourists on a visit to Florida.
I had been traveling too much.
They spent two nights at a wellness resort that offers special packages to improve your rest.
I slept on one of these new beds. It tracks your deep sleep, your light sleep, your REM.
The CDC recommends we get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep per night.
ABC's Rihanna Nally, a recent survey shows 14% of adults feel tired or exhausted on most days. And a rare moment in the world of golf as Robbie Shelton hit an albatross, a double eagle at the Valspar Championships. On average, pro golfers hit one about every 6,000 rounds. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Save big money now at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated decking and lumber. AC2 pressure-treated thick decking is 15% thicker than standard 1-inch decking, providing a stronger, more durable deck surface. Plus, get free estimates fast, in-store, or online with our deck design programs. And conveniently pick up your materials in our drive-through lumber yard. Head into Menards and get started on your deck project today.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher is resigning. His last day in Congress will be April 19th. Gallagher told the Journal Sentinel that he plans to enter the private sector and spend more time with his family. Due to the timing of his resignation, no special election will be held, and the seat will remain vacant until voters decide on his replacement in November. Governor Tony Evers signed another 44 bills into law on Friday. Among them is a bill that makes it a felony for school staff members to commit an act of sexual misconduct against a student. That includes any verbal or physical conduct that could be considered sexual in nature. Evers said that he's happy to sign the bill, but isn't happy that the bill is needed. Another bill signed into law further restricts strip searches of students by school officials. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks silence the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a decisive win at home over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 118-93. Giannis with 30 points says it was great having Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton all back at the same time.
You know, Chris was back, Dan was back, and they had the ball majority of the time. So it was, you know, it was a good day. Hopefully, I can keep it up.
March Madness, Marquette with an 81-77 win over Colorado, Tyler Kolek on getting the Golden Eagles back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2013.
And even for this group, you know, we feel like it's been a long time coming. You know, I told the guys before the game, this moment has been in our nightmares, and we're not running from it anymore.
Baseball, the Brewers clobbered the Diamondbacks 14-4. Milwaukee with six home runs. Sal Frelick, Rhys Hoskins, Willy Adames had three home runs.
It's a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling just to, you know, I know you always want to have a great feeling going into the season, and I think that that's what today did.
That's Brewers shortstop Willy Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Our high today, 53. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to around 25 or 30. Tonight, rain will be heavy at times. Our low, 47. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
All right.
Got it?
Yeah.
That covers it.
It does.
We're good.
We haven't been able to add to it. Our attorneys have been looking.
That's right.
But they think that pretty much does it all.
They're going over it with a fine-tooth comb.
That's right.
Whatever that is. A fine tooth comb.
We're just waiting to get sued, and then whenever we do, then we add something in.
That's right.
Okay.
You got it. 7 minutes past the hour, it's the John and Gordy Show, live and direct from downtown Madison for a Monday morning. 608-879-8255 is our phone number. Hey, before we go any further, it's time for us to reveal the key word of this hour. Now, if you were listening last week, you know we kicked off our Ride Into Spring contest. It's a text to win contest. That means you need to text us with your entry on the Civic Media app. That's the way to enter. So if you don't have the Civic Media app, you got to download it. It's free, it's fast, and it's easy. Kind of like my first wife. She was, never mind. Wow. Let's go into something else. Wow. Oh, you can listen every day.
I had no idea you were getting so personal.
She's not listening. You can listen every weekday for the keyword at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to stay an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Boy, did we ever have a good time at the Christmas party there last year. That was wonderful. You can enter to, you're also entered to win one of two grand prizes with every entry. You could win one of those grand prizes when we select those. That includes new bikes. We've got outdoor patio furniture, a 3-in-1 blender, all kinds of cool stuff. But this hour's keyword is...
What is it? What is it?
Vacation. Vacation. Okay, so you text to win, get on the Civic Media app. Get on that app, go to the WMDX, the Mad Radio portion of that app, or any of our 20 radio stations on there, and you can text to win. Again, the keyword this hour is
vacation.
What is vacation.
The keyword? Vacation.
Vacation. Vacation. You got to text
like the
in.
Like the Go-Go song, Vacation, right?
Vacation, da, da, da. Yeah, that one. Vacation. You have to text.
Vacation is the word then, right?
Vacation is the keyword for this hour, John.
All right.
There'll be other keywords at 10, 1, and 3.
But vacation is the word this time.
Vacation is the word to text in before 8 o'clock this morning, okay? All right. It's a statewide contest. Vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever happened to Go-Go's.
Yes.
That's nice. They were okay. Great. Hey, are you ready for your part in this?
Yeah, what are we going to talk about? Eric Hovde?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Eric Hovde.
He's a comedian. What a great funny guy he is.
He's stand up again, and he's got another bit.
Okay.
Okay, but he was doing this bit way back in 2012 when he was running up against Herb Cole for the Senate seat. That he's got his eye on that Senate seat. He's not going to give up.
Keep trying. Keep trying, buddy.
He's going to keep trying.
Yeah.
But, you know, he loves the old version of the healthcare system, and didn't everybody else just love that one, too?
Yeah.
Before the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Yeah. No. No one did like it. But anyway, Hovde's unsuccessfully run effort to take out Herb Cole failed, of course, miserably.
Yeah.
And maybe this interview that he had on Wisconsin Eye had something to do with it. And he was talking about getting rid of the Affordable Care Act even before it was implemented. Go ahead. Let's listen.
The last time we talked, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling hadn't upheld the Affordable Care Act. Now it has. So the tectonic plates of health care in America are moving towards the 2014 effective date.
Yeah.
Next steps on the affordable health care?
Yeah. I believe we need to completely repeal it.
Total repeal.
A complete repeal. I think we need to go in the exact opposite direction. How our health care system worked for the first 210 plus years of our country's history before the government ever became ever increasingly involved. So I think it's going to destroy the quality of service, and I think it's going to bankrupt our country.
Oh, it did that. It did that, right?
Yeah.
We're bankrupt now. Mm. After all these years of the Affordable Care Act, we have gone bankrupt.
Mm.
Great prediction. Not a good prediction.
So that was during his first campaign run against Herb Cole,
2012.
Okay.
All right. So according to the Daily Beast, the video from Wisconsin Eye shows that inheritance boy Hovde proposed enacting an especially cruel health care measure, charging higher premiums for people living with obesity and reducing the amount of care they received. Unbelievable. You wrap your head around that one. Hovde is unaware of family hereditary diseases, genetically predisposed to certain health care issues like obesity. And let's hear out this cut, 572.
Okay.
Trying to get people to take personal responsibility for their own health and shopping for it. Look, we have an explosion of type 2 diabetes right now. Explosion. Obesity is off the charts. You know, we're removing people from being responsible for their own health. If they also started to realize that they're going to pay more for their health care by, you know, consuming, you know, massive amounts of soda every day or fatty foods and not exercising, maybe they would change their behavioral patterns.
Beautiful.
Fine, you want to do that? You become obese? Your health care is going to cost more.
Okay.
Or the quality, or not the quality, but the amount of health care may go down because you may not have the money to afford it. You have to force personal responsibility back to people and also make them smart consumers.
Unbelievable. Force. Mm. See, that's how they think.
Yeah.
You got to force this discipline on them because the Republicans certainly know better.
How does that work with people that have family hereditary diseases?
Right.
To force them to not have that disease. Yes.
A good analogy that I can think of right now is with smoking. Like smoking is addictive, obviously, and people will just keep on doing it. Mm-hmm. Like the government had to step in and like tell people, like they had to put warning labels on everything constantly and get people to constantly think about this stuff and make it harder for people to do this sort of thing. And the same thing
and
needs to happen. Yeah, it worked. It worked tremendously well.
Yeah. And, to get rid of smoking indoors, all of that, back 20-30 years ago.
Doctors that treat obesity said that Hovde's remarks are discriminatory and lack understanding of the disease itself.
You think?
In fact, one quote here is, it'd be like charging people more who get cancer or have heart attacks that are due to genetics or due to the polluted environment or due to overabundance of unhealthy food and a lack of access to healthy food. That is the current environment in which a lot of people live.
Mm-hmm.
This would be plain and simply blaming the victim. And my gosh, how many times have we heard that before? Republicans love to blame the victim. Always.
That's it.
Yeah. There was this Twitter X reaction that made that point, saying, what is it with the R's always taking a punitive approach to any perceived problem?
Right.
And that's what they do in Wisconsin all the time. You know, it's always the hammer. You know, they're gonna starve funding for the UW if they don't do this.
Right.
Instead of convincing them with a better idea. I don't know, maybe, right?
Let's go to the John and Gordy hotline. Yes. Mark is on the phone with a question or a comment. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, they hammer in the morning, they hammer all day. I mean, that like the old song, but they're not doing it for hammering out justice or anything like that. There's somebody who's, you know, undergone cancer treatment and has a genetically predisposed, a genetic condition. I mean, that hopefully can just go to hell. I mean, I'm just, one of the first things our government actually did, now, might be misremembering from history, is that under the Washington administration, they actually funded treatment, you know, health care for the old soldiers from the Revolutionary War.
Right. Yes.
I mean, that government has been involved in health care for since our founding, and one of the reasons we revolted against England is because the English government wasn't doing enough for the people in terms of providing services.
Right.
So, I mean, Hovde should get his head out of his butt and actually read a history book. But like so many Republicans, it's an invented history. It's an invented history of just how perfect things were, and but they were never perfect, especially if you were a minority or, you know, that look how long it took us to rid ourselves of slavery, that even at the time of our founding, reading the notes to the Constitutional Convention, the arguments that occurred over the how wrong slavery was back then and people that were advocating for it, well, that it was wrong and to our detriment that we had slavery in this country.
Right.
I mean, but it is, is just ignorant.
If you take a position like Hovde's, and that was back in 2012, but I'm sure he hasn't changed his opinion whatsoever. But if you just, you know, take a look at what he's arguing, of course, you know, this staves off any discussion about universal health care in this country by saying, let's go completely back to the way it used to be before the Affordable Care Act, which is absolutely crazy, right? All right.
Sure is.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot. Hovde said he didn't support anything about Obamacare, including its subsidies to help pay for monthly premiums, coverage for Americans with pre-existing conditions, or allowing people to stay on their family's insurance until the age of 26. The country hasn't gone bankrupt as well, and a record 21.3 million people now have health care since the ACA began. The percent of uninsured went from 16% to 7.9%. And if you believe our health care system was better back then than now, Hovde is your guy. Okay? How about those high-risk pools? They used to have high-risk pools, which failed absolutely miserably. Let's go to track 571 here.
I believe we need to slowly remove the government from our health care and such an extensive role. There is a role for people that are economically struggling because we are in a developed society and you don't want people, you know, suffering and, you know, having no access to health care. But I think you can do that through the premium support system.
That the premium support system, by the way, is like a high-risk pool. It's insuring those with pre-existing conditions and putting them on a separate part of the insurance system. And it was absolutely completely devastating. It was very expensive. And people who bought health insurance, their premiums per month, a part of that went to pay for the high-risk pools. Yeah. So the insurance companies didn't lose any money. They just increased your premiums per month to pay for the high-risk pools that are out there.
Okay. Good enough. 719. And hey, don't forget, Wednesday we will be at Short Stack Eatery, as we are every Wednesday morning from 6 until 8. Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson. We invite you to join us then. Coming up, we've got comedian Nathan Timmel. Also, Brittany Merlot will check in with a look at the weather. Coming right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Unleashed Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM.
By the way, John, our ride into spring keyword for this hour, and you have to text this in on the Civic Media app.
Let's say it together.
Vacation. Vacation is the keyword.
I don't know why.
For this hour. And you can ride into spring. Yeah. You could win prizes. Just text in the Civic Media app only.
Okay. Well, back from her long vacation from our show, the John and Gordy Media Show. It's Brittany Merlot.
She was here on Thursday, wasn't she? Or something like
that.
No.
No, it's a long time ago, right, Brittany?
We can't keep track.
I agree. And I'm buried here in the snow, so it's all
That's right. Yeah. A foot of snow, right?
Yes.
Where are you exactly?
Way up north.
You're up north. There.
Way up north. Yeah. North of Highway 29. We got hit pretty hard all the way from Eau Claire to basically kind of Rhinelander area, but I'm in Wausau. We recorded 11.6 inches, even into the Tigerton area, over a foot. So just north of Green Bay. I mean, in Green Bay, they got nothing.
Yeah.
And you just head up north. Bam. Finally. Yay.
That's right. You finally got snow.
Okay.
We needed it.
Are you guys locked in? I mean, you can't get out. No one's moving. No one's going to work.
Schools
are closed.
No one's
going to school.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the north. This is nothing. We get this.
Right.
Now we're getting rain. In fact, it just started raining in Madison a few minutes ago here. And what I'm hearing is we could be in for a lot of rain this afternoon and tonight. They're talking about maybe a half an inch or an inch of rain tonight and into tomorrow. Is that what you're seeing?
That is exactly what I'm seeing. So it looks like it's going to start off pretty light, more like sprinkles, light rain. But then as we go into this evening, right around dinner or so, it should start to really ramp up. And even overnight and into tomorrow, we could have thunderstorms too.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
You're kidding. Wow. How about any flash flooding? We got any flooding coming? Because all this rain?
It's definitely possible. When you get that much rain that quickly, we could see that for us, especially north too. If you just got hit with the snowfall, we're getting the rain too on top of foot of snowfall.
Wow.
So that's going to be a slushy, sloppy, rainy mess. Yeah.
Great. All right.
Yeah. Well, more ways to complain.
This is why I don't like spring. Everybody says spring is their favorite season, but it is the melt, it is the slush, it's the slop, it's gross.
It's the messiest time ever. That's why autumn is the best time of the year. Right? Am I speaking for everybody on that? I think I am.
Yep.
But is this helping the farmers out, though, for spring planting and getting ready for what's to come over the next month or two?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Yeah. We needed that so much. I like to call... A lot of people like to say snow is just like a time-released kind of precipitation of rain.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
You like to say that? Really?
I do.
You share that with everybody?
Except for this time. Okay. Except for this time. It's going to melt pretty fast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
The time releases.
Enjoy the white as much as you can.
Okay.
All right. Well, Brittany, thanks a lot. We don't have to worry about flooding or anything like that, right? Flash flooding in this area down here.
I mean, your ground is not frozen anymore, no. So it's going to absorb what it can. It just depends if you're underneath one of those heavy thunderstorms and it just comes down all at once. You could see some localized flash flooding, but I think the majority of widespread should probably be more up north.
All right.
All right, Brittany.
Well, sounds thank great. You.
All right. You're welcome.
Well, you got something you want to add?
No, I'm okay. Good. I'm good. Yeah, I think, okay. I think there was one other question. It just went in and out of my head. I forgot.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
okay. Well, very good. Thank you for checking in with us. Always a pleasure. And may good weather be your friend this week.
My Brittany. Goodness okay. sakes. Oh, you're so well rehearsed for a TV weatherman.
All right.
Take care.
All right, Brittany.
Should we get into the Eric Hovde healthcare stuff again?
I think
again?
We should.
There's
yes.
still even more. Believe it or not,
there's more.
If you can believe this, now these high risk pools that we used to be a part of were very expensive, and people had to go into them if they had a pre-existing condition.
Right.
Why would we do that again? Mm. That's kind of stupid. But what else is Eric Hovde against?
Yes.
Affordable healthcare. Basically, he wants higher deductibles. 576. Mm. Let's play that cut. It's higher deductibles. You heard me right. He wants higher deductibles.
Okay.
And I think we should operate with a bit higher deductible where it forces people to really go out and be smart consumers. Mm. But then, you know, if something bad happens, then they have
a
that
higher deductible.
In case of, you know, something very significant.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Higher deductible. Can't afford it. Why go to the doctor? Stay home. He also wants to get rid of, get this, employer health insurance, which a lot of people depend on. 575. Mm-hmm. Let's play that track.
Okay.
I think we need to take health insurance, more from a corporate standpoint, business standpoint, providing it for employees, to a personal. Think of every other insurance you buy in your life, your home, your auto, anything else you buy individually.
And you shop.
Yeah.
Many people shop.
Oh, that's such a good idea. You shop. That's all. You just shop. Work.
Shop
by the way, I think you can do that on the exchange and the marketplace.
Yeah.
The Affordable Care Act. That's what it's all about, shopping. All the insurance companies are right there for you to check out, look at their wares, and pick one.
Compare it and, pick one out. Yeah.
How about buying insurance across state lines? One more, 574 here.
Okay.
I think we need to remove these mini monopolies in every state. It's arcane when it comes to where you can buy your health care insurance. I mean, why do we allow this? We're in the 21st century.
Well, that makes sense. No, it doesn't. Because now if you have an insurance company from out of state, and by the way, what happened was they ran this idea across all these insurance companies and they said, no, we don't necessarily want to go to another state. So they actually turned down the idea of going to other states and having insurance there. But anyway, having insurance from an out-of-state provider is really a bad idea because they're not close to the people in the state. They can do anything they want. They don't even have to pay the premium. They don't have to even pay for some of the services. They can turn down treatments as well. And it doesn't affect them because they're not in the same state. If they were in the same state with you, with their health care group that they have you going to, they're going to make sure you're getting the care that you need, because if they didn't, they would lose you. It would be part of the state. People would obviously know that, and they would lose customers left and right because they're here, and it would affect them personally because they're in the state. If they're out of state, they don't care. You know, whatever happens to you in your state, fine. See you later. Yep. We're all over the place. We don't need you. And that is the problem with buying insurance from a carrier that is out of state. And the insurance carriers, by the way, turned that idea down. So Eric Hovde is still on it. He's still on it. And this is what he promises. I don't know. You know, maybe he's okay. Maybe he has a lot of money
he can buy
anything he wants. He can go to the doctor anytime he wants. He can pay high deductibles if he wants.
He owns a bank in California.
That's right.
He's the CEO.
So he probably owns a hospital on top of it. You know, the whole thing here is that healthcare should be universal. Everybody should have it. We should call every hospital our hospital. We should call every doctor our doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ever get a surprise bill in the mail. We are never charged. We're not turned down. We can get anything. We don't have to have Medicaid anymore. We don't have to have Medicare anymore. Everybody gets health insurance, birth to death. That's the way it should be.
729 News, Weather, and Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Coming back with comedian Nathan Timmel.
We'll be right back to the action right after this message.
John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Golfers may be waiting for warmer weather, but greenskeepers are already on the job. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in agribusiness news for a Monday. And they're concerned about the mild weather and what it could cause as far as issues on their golf course. More on that next.
Out on your operation, you know the importance of planning ahead. But there still lies a scary field of unknowns, including costly nitrogen loss that can strike from any angle. But N-Edge Pro protects it on every level to fight nitrogen loss while giving your crops an advantage you'll notice come harvest. Protect your nitrogen above and below ground with N-Edge Pro from CHS. Learn more at chsagronomy.com/N-Edge Pro.
Eric Leonard is already on the job. He is the golf course superintendent at TPC Wisconsin on the north side of Madison. They're getting ready to host the American Family PGA Tour, although it'll be in 2025. Leonard says he's got to do work right now to make sure the course is in shape by 2025. And because of the drought, he's a little worried about insects.
Maybe more insects around just because it didn't really get cold enough to kill anything off like normal. That'd be the only concern that I'd have right now. Grubs is what we worry about, and normally that's not until middle of the year, so we really don't worry about it until June, July. But if you don't treat preventatively, basically every year they can get out of hand, and with that they can start eating roots. And then after that, if you get some animals and critters in here, they really tear the grass up. So we try to be as preventative as possible with insecticides to keep everything in check.
Eric Leonard's the golf course superintendent at TPC Wisconsin, north side of Madison. They're already excited about hosting the American Family PGA Tour next year. He said right now he is focused on those grubs. They attract raccoons and skunks that are making them a meal. He also said sandhill cranes can really do a number on turf, even if they're pretty to look at.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And the voice of all of our rural emergency responders, all those volunteers out there getting a little stronger. A new bill signed into effect by the governor creates two new seats on the Emergency Medical Services Board. Those two new board positions would be required to be filled by individuals serving in a rural volunteer department and be licensed below the paramedic level so the rural EMS voice is heard. There's food news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Our high today, 53. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to around 25 or 30. Tonight, rain will be heavy at times. Our low, 47. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy O for the big game. The Lazy O Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Noses. Yes, when wanting to stick something in other people's business, more people use their noses than any other part of their face. Noses, available wherever olfactory body parts are sold.
I bought an extra large one. So, yeah, well, I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Yeah.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting live from Madison State Street. Again, just down the block from the Capitol.
It is 7:35. It's cloudy, 39 degrees. We have rain this morning. More rain on the way this afternoon and tonight. And high today in the mid-50s.
That's right.
And we want to welcome our guest to the show, Nathan Timmel, comedian extraordinaire, joins us this morning. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. Yes, yeah. Thank you for having me. I want to quick jump in and say I assume the sponsored by Noses thing was planned because as I logged in, your producer said, hey, I see you. I'll let you know when we go to commercial and we're ready. And I said, you got it. I'm here and I'll stop picking my nose soon. That was the chat I had with him.
I didn't even think about that, actually, but yes.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And here we are, sponsored by Noses.
He took a shot at you with that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, we heard from you, and we thought, you know, you have some kind of comedy special coming up. We don't know anything about it, and you're going to debut the whole idea with us on the show this morning. What's happening? What's your comedy special all about?
Well, here's the deal. I am not a trailblazer. I am a bandwagoner. What has happened recently is comedians have started saying, you know what? I'm not going to wait for Netflix. I'm not going to wait for HBO.
Yeah.
Because I currently, I was born in Madison. I now live in Iowa City. It's like a mini Madison, same sort of college vibe, but smaller. Hollywood doesn't know I exist. So what I did is I spent my own money to hire a production company and put it on YouTube for the world to see. I created a stand-up comedy special called Nathan Timmel Unapologetic.
Excellent. All right.
So it's on YouTube right now, huh?
It's on YouTube right now. Just debuted a little while ago. And yeah, I did something nice, I think, that makes my wife angry. She is all about the money, whereas I said, she wanted me to put ad breaks in the special. And I said, no, I don't want YouTube deciding that, you know, in the middle of a joke, knock, knock, who's there? Noses. We present, you know, Tide Pods, the pods you love to eat, whatever. Mm-hmm. So no ads in the YouTube special, just free for people to sit down and watch unencumbered by sponsorship.
Very wise to do that.
All right. Now you mentioned you're from Wisconsin. Give us a little history here.
Yeah.
Oh boy, a little history. Used to be able to name everywhere I lived. I moved 10 times before I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And I think I got to 7 earlier. So I was born in Madison. I don't remember the order because I was very young. I eventually lived in Amherst, Oconomowoc, Appleton, Milwaukee. I ended up going back to Milwaukee and attending the University of Wisconsin Milwaukee. I don't know if you know much about it, but at the time their slogan was, we're like high school with tuition. And
right,
when you can't get into Madison, Milwaukee's your backup college.
Yeah.
Did I spend Kenosha, maybe La Crosse? It all becomes a fog. And then I know then Interlochen, Michigan, and
Gertie's got about 15, right?
Similar.
Why did you move so much? What happened?
Dad got fired a lot.
Was he in radio too?
I know the DJs move around a lot. Yes. No, he had how do I put this nicely? I'll tell it like this.
Okay.
When you were a child and growing up, you just understand what you're told. And what I was told was, that manager had it in for me. Oh, that supervisor had it in for me. Yeah. And then you become an adult, you get older, and you're suddenly, wait a second, Dad, common denominator here is you. So I think he may have been a little headstrong is a nice way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of business was he in? Was he salesman or do you know?
No, it was like management of management. He was supposed to teach managers how to be better managers, if I remember correctly.
An efficiency.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? You know, our parents really never told us what they did exactly. In fact, sometimes they didn't even tell you what their job was, the company they worked for. Yeah. Way back in the 50s and 60s, it was crazy.
And 70s and 80s, they just went to work. It was designation.
Still, they kept that tradition alive. Yeah.
So Nathan, when did you decide to become a comedian? When did that hit you? What got you started?
Oh goodness, long story that I'll try and make short. If I'm being honest, it was the unknown comic on the Gong Show. This guy has a paper bag on his head, and you know I'm too young to know what's going on. I just remember that. Every time he would start telling jokes, the panel would fight because one person either wanted to gong him and the other two did not, or two wanted to gong and one. There was always a fight over how long, and I noticed it became a running gag.
Sure.
That he was always asked back, but always gonged. And something about that struck me. I just enjoyed it. And then after that, we're talking the days of albums, record albums. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, this was Kakana. My grandmother lived in Kakana, and when I would visit her, she would take me to the store sometimes and buy records. And one day I passed a record that had a picture of a guy on the front pretending to pick his nose. He was sitting on a stool. It was called Class Clown. And I didn't know anything about anything, but I knew that a guy pretending to pick his nose was funny. So I said, buy me that. And she didn't know any better. And the next thing you know, I have George Carlin's Class Clown.
Right.
And I am a third, fourth grader walking around saying these seven dirty words you can't say on television.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was a hit with the kids, not so much with the parents.
And when did you first get on stage to you know, like at an open mic or something like that?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So that brings us all the way back. I go through high school. I get into music. I start playing in a band. Then I go to college. I graduate from college with a degree in English and say, wow, I am unemployable. And
right?
I have this flash that says, wait, I always loved stand-up comedy. So after that five-year-old with the unknown comic and George Carlin gets all the way into his 20s and rediscovers comedy. And I don't know the date or the year or my age because I'm bad with that. Don't ask me what year I was married. I don't remember. It was either 2008, 9, or 10. But it was after college, and I went to the Safe House in Milwaukee that had a Thursday night open microphone, and I never looked back. And then I would go, and then Madison had two comedy clubs at the time, one called The Funny Business and the other called Laugh Lines, and I basically lived at those every open mic every weekend.
And Funny Business was on the second story on State Street. Do you remember what was below Funny Business at that time?
It was a restaurant. I don't remember what, but not to correct you.
Yeah.
Funny Business started across the street and a store down from when it became the second floor comedy club.
Moving, yeah.
It moved across the street and up, and then, what do you remember what the restaurant was?
I think it was McDonald's or Burger King or something like that.
No, it was ethnic. It was either Greek or
but I think it was, then it turned into a Taco Bell, I believe.
This is it maybe later, but it used to be Greek or Italian or Mexican. It was a actual restaurant. For a
while. That sounds like State Street to me.
Yes. So high then, turnover.
Nathan, if at some point you mentioned before we went on the air, you went out to L.A., right?
I did. I went to Los Angeles and I did everything wrong. If there are any aspiring comedians out there, let me give you advice right now.
Okay.
You go to New York or Los Angeles or Chicago, anywhere you go, rub elbows, hobnob, glad hand, be a politician. I am basically an introvert, so I would go. I passed my test at the improv. I was allowed to call in for stage time. I never got any because you are supposed to go there every single night and hang out every single night, all night. So they get to know you, they get comfortable with you. And then when they need someone, they go, oh yeah, Timmel's sitting over there. I recognize his face. He's here all the time. Put him on stage. I didn't do that. I just went and, you know, stood on stage, got funny and went home. Don't go home. Stay out all night. Let them get to know you, and you have much greater chances for success.
Okay. That's good advice for all you struggling comedians out there from Nathan Timmel.
No,
what, yeah.
What's that?
I'm sure Gordy's going to get into stand-up right now.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
See, we're our studios are right above Comedy on State. We're on the second floor here.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know that. There you go.
Yeah. Have you appeared there yet? Or would you like to get an appearance? Maybe we can get you booked
He can set you up.
Yeah?
Gordy can set
you up. Oh, then set me up. I would love to because, as I said, my mom lives in Madison, so it's a good excuse to have a working vacation. Take the grandkids and the missus and come back home to visit my mom and get to go out and tell jokes at night after.
Well, there you go. Yeah, well, we know people. I know people. You know, we can talk to Mark. We'll talk to Mike Mercury.
We were talking about Mike Mercury being a common friend to all of us here on the show. We had Mike Mercury on our cable access show on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That was his jumping off point to success.
Yeah. He and Dave Gray, they were good buddies, and we had him on the show a number of times together. Unfortunately, Dave passed away a number of years ago.
Yeah.
But Mike's done very well for himself. Yeah.
Yes.
And you mentioned doing something in corporate work. You write a comedian for corporations? You go.
I have become a chameleon. Yeah. I've become a chameleon in my comedy. The older I get, I am no longer. When I was young and headstrong, it was, this is my art. I will tell jokes the way I want to.
Yeah.
And then I got older and I realized if I'm asked, okay, this, I'm going to go sideways here. Stay with me.
Okay.
One of my favorite artists is Peter Gabriel. And I probably listened to his Melty Face album. I think it's number 3,000 times before reading an interview where he said, well, the drummer was kind of upset because I took all his cymbals away before recording. And I went, what? And then I listened to it again and realized I had never realized that the album has no cymbals on it. He was challenging the drummer to, instead of play a hi-hat or a ride or go pa 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 to find something different to do. He was taking away, I would say, crutches to challenge the drummer as an artist, as a musician. So to relate that to myself, to me, I started to realize, oh, if a corporate show wants clean or this kind of jokes or not, I can pivot. I'm still me, but I can tell jokes in their vein. Or if I'm doing a bar and the TVs are on, how do I get their attention and tell jokes they want to hear? If I'm in a traditional comedy club and everybody's focused, I can tell jokes. So the corporate show is very interesting. You have people that may not be all into comedy or are just waiting for the door prizes at the end of the night to see if they got a bonus. How do I get their attention? So instead of being a pure artist, I have become someone that says, well, I can challenge myself to shift to meet their needs, not by selling out, but like by saying, all right, you're here, I'm here. What can I bring to the table to keep you interested? And one of the most challenging places to do that is the corporate show.
Right.
So yeah, I used to fear them. Now I enjoy them.
But they give you tips on what to talk about, right?
They give you tips, kind of like the simple, they say like, no politics, don't make fun of this person, don't talk, you know, they take away a lot. One of my first ones, they said, hey, this is our new president, make fun of him. So I did, and afterward, he was not happy. He left, and it's funny because his wife and teenage son were there, and they said, oh, we loved it, that was hilarious. And he was all grumpy pants saying, I didn't like it at all. And I said, it's because I made fun. He goes, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, that's fair. You don't have to have a sense of humor about yourself. Yeah.
Did you get the check, though, from him?
I did get the check.
Okay, good.
The person in human resources that hired and paid me may not have gotten a paycheck after that, but they lived up to their obligations to me.
Well, at least you weren't blackballed.
All right. Yeah.
I may have been from that company.
Yeah, maybe.
That was Decatur, Illinois.
Oh, Decatur. Okay.
And because Mike Mercury does the same thing, he does corporate comedy as well. Yeah, you guys are together now. You're working together, basically, right? He's booking comedy spots for you as well, correct?
We're working together in that he is a boss and I am an employee because he has been wheeling and dealing and making connections And so he has been kind enough to hire me for some of his gigs.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, Nathan, it's great to talk with you. We want to talk with you again. Let's keep the door open, and we'll get you a gig over here in Madison and get you in the studio here, too. And again, if people want to see your comedy special, they go to YouTube, and what do they search for there?
Just go to NathanTimmel.com. Everything is at NathanTimmel.com.
Great. Right.
Stop shopping.
Hey, very
thanks,
good.
Nice having you, man.
Thanks,
you.
Nathan. We'll talk again. 7:49, coming back with this, that, and the other, and more.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lovell Show.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
We ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Oh, we love leftovers. All the flavors are combined.
Oh, yeah.
Just reheat it.
Sometimes it's the best stuff. Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy. It's a Monday morning. Hey, I want to remind you another time here before we get to 8 o'clock, the key word here for our Ride into Spring contest, the key word for this hour is vacation, okay? Vacation is the key word. Get on your Civic Media app and enter that into the text there and get into the contest. You could be a big winner. You could win an overnight stay to Chula Vista or one of many prizes that we'll be giving away during the contest. Again, vacation is the key word, John.
All right. Excellent.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's get to Chuck Todd, who's really mad at Chuck NBC News because, well, they hired Rona McDaniel, and she was the former chair of the RNC, and she supported everything that Trump was talking about. Everything.
So let's set this up. Chuck Todd hosted Meet the Press, you know, after Tim Russert died. Mm-hmm. He was appointed the host of Meet the Press, and he did it for, you know, quite a number of years.
Quite a long time.
And then he got replaced by Kristen Welker not too long ago. Right. I don't know, half a year or so ago, maybe longer. I don't know. But so yesterday comes along, and she's got Rona McDaniel as a guest there. But Rona McDaniel's actually been hired by NBC News. She had been let go by the Trump folks when they came in and
they fired her,
kicked everybody out of the RNC, the Republican.
It's now the MAGA party.
It's the MAGA
party. No longer Republican.
And Trump put his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, in there.
Yeah.
So Rona McDaniel, looking for a gig, got a gig with NBC News. But they had already booked her for this appearance, apparently, before she got fired. So Kristen Welker just, you know, well, she's a guest. Now she's a contributor. Anyway, she got on there, and guess what? She said, you know, Biden is the president. Yeah, it was all, you know, we were
taking it all back.
Taking it all back that there was something wrong with the election. And so let's take it from there, right?
Okay, all right, let's play the
Here's cut. What Chuck Todd had to say after the interview. He came out on set and said this.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology.
for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? What, once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News's credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News? And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access. Access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual. Mm-hmm. And we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that. And I'm willing to have that debate. And if you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible. If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. So I do think, unfortunately, this interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for, right? I think you did everything you could do. You got put into an impossible situation booking this interview, and then all of a sudden the rugs pull out from under you. You find out she's being paid to show up. It's unfortunate for this program, but I am glad you did the best that you could, and that's why the three of us are on here to try to bolster that editorial independence.
What?
So, yeah, there you have it. Now, Rona McDaniel, during that interview, she finally admitted Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election. He won it fair and square. All of these things. He won it. It's certified. It's done, she said. I do think it's fair to say there were problems in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Think so.
To say that does not mean he's not the legitimate president. So she basically just threw it all out there. And good for Chuck Todd for, saying all that. I wonder if there was another meeting after that with the NBC brass.
Yeah.
You got to expect.
If they just dropped it and let it go. He said what he said. He needed to say it. I mean, to hold any kind of credibility at the stage. There were a lot of people criticizing Chuck Todd for saying that, because a lot of the anchors on MSNBC and NBC are just anchors. They're not actual reporters or news people. Right. But what he's talking about is news credibility. The actual news people, not the hosts who aren't reporters, aren't really news people. And we get, we're oftentimes tagged as reporters or news people. I was actually once.
Yeah.
I was on CNN with Vicki McKenna.
Right.
And they were asking our opinion about the election and all that kind of stuff. And they referred to us as reporters. So,
really?
Okay. Yeah. We'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll add that to the resume.
Well, this is just an odd situation where they hired Rona McDaniel after she got fired, but they didn't tell.
But she was like the face of the RNC.
She
really, truly was.
Yeah,
and when
totally.
You see her, it's like, man, I'm not going to believe this person. Why would I ever listen to this person?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of people who used to be Republicans that are now doing talk appearances, like Charlie Sykes.
Mm-hmm.
But you listen to them and they're saying smart things and you agree with some of the things they're saying. But really, Rona McDaniel, I can't. I'm having a hard time visualizing this.
Well, yeah. Well, and we'll have to watch what the fallout is after this. After this confrontation, really, with Chuck Todd and the NBC management there. Let's see how long his job lasts there. I don't know. Or maybe it'll all come out, and they'll have some kind of statement after this. We'll see.
Perhaps,
Perhaps.
We'll see how it all works out at
we'll
NBC.
Track it for you.
We'll keep track.
We're reporters.
That's right.
John and Gordy.
That's what we do
reporting
here.
Team here. It is 7:58. We're all out of time. It's 7:58.
It really is.
Remember that key word, vacation. If you're still doing right into spring, you got another minute to text that into us.
We hope you have a great day. So long.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major shakeup at embattled Boeing. ABC's Mike Dubusky has the details.